Another week, another trip to the grocery store. What am I doing wrong? I gotta start using Instacart to help me with my weekly grocery run. They remember my orders, so I can easily add my weekly ingredients for Meatloaf Monday and Taco Tuesday, along with weekly essentials like milk and eggs, all delivered right to my door in as fast as an hour. When I need to turn a typical shopping Sunday into a short game Sunday, I cart it. Boom! Nailed it! Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us! That's right! I love this American ride!
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah!
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so happy that you decided to hang out with us today, noon to 3 Eastern. And folks, we have a great show lined up for you today. I want to start with some breaking news from Truth Social, where former President Trump just dropped a bombshell of an announcement. He says he's going to be making some sort of a major announcement tomorrow. And the president shared this information on a video that's been produced, and you can watch it over on our website. It's pretty fascinating. The president says America needs a superhero. And then the video shows President Trump in front of Trump Tower, ripping his shirt off and exposing a some sort of a costume with a giant T emblazoned across his chest, with beams of fire shooting from his eyes. I don't know what that symbolizes. I'm not sure if we're supposed to read anything into this, but I am curious about the president's big announcement. I mean, this is a major announcement that he says he's going to be making, and it can't be that he's running for the White House because he's already made that announcement. So my question is, what do you think the president's going to say tomorrow? I have a couple of theories. And again, this is, let me preface all of this by saying it is pure conjecture and speculation. But I mean, again, if you use the, we have a clue. No, it's not the beams of fire. The clue is major announcement. So it's not like he's announcing that he's moving back to New York or he's selling his golf courses. No, this is a major announcement. So what could that major announcement be? And I'm just wondering. I'm throwing out some thoughts here. It could be, based on what we are seeing happen in the Republican Party right now, it could be that maybe Trump says, you know what, this party cannot be saved, and maybe Trump decides he's going to run for the White House as an independent. Pick Tulsi Gabbard as his running mate, and they're off to the races. That is one possibility. Maybe, just maybe, Trump decides that he doesn't want to run for the White House, and instead he wants to just stay in Florida and play golf. I don't think that's it. Maybe the president says, you know what, I don't want to be president. I think I'm going to be more effective as Speaker of the House, and I want to throw my name into the hat for Speaker of the House, because we all know, as of now, McCarthy does not have the votes he needs. We understand at least 30 Republicans are standing in opposition to McCarthy. So that maybe that could be the issue. Or maybe there's something else going on that we just don't know about. So anyway, it's going to be interesting. The president certainly has something big to say, and he wants everybody listening tomorrow. I'm curious, what do you think it is? It's a head scratcher. Maybe he does say, you know what, I fought the good fight. I've done what I can do. You people are on your own. I'm going to go play golf at Mar-a-Lago. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to get to what happened on the White House lawn yesterday in just a moment. I hope they've got the hazmat teams out with the wet wipes, just hosing everything down. Lord only knows. Well, I don't want to go there just yet. But I have a question for you, and this is a serious question. It's an odd question, but I'd like to hear from you because it's a question that I believe deserves an answer. Why are we still supporting the Republican Party? In all seriousness, why are we still supporting the Republican Party? And I ask this, this is a serious question. It isn't meant to, you know, again, this is not some sort of a generate phone calls conversation. This is a legitimate question. When you look at the Republican Party right now, they're not behaving like Republicans. As a matter of fact, when you look at the Republican Party right now, they're behaving like Democrats, but not even Democrats. They're behaving like wimpy Democrats. They have no soul, these Republicans. They have no value system, these Republicans. They just, wherever the wind goes, that's where Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy go. And I know that Kevin McCarthy is pretending to be a conservative right now, but that man's no conservative. Just yesterday on the White House lawn, we saw what happens when Republicans act like Democrats. President Biden signing the Disrespect for Marriage Act into law, putting a bullseye on every single Christian in America. Protestant, Catholic, we're all in trouble. You conservative Jews, that's you too. But the only reason he was able to sign that law was because 12 Senate Republicans joined Democrats, 39 House Republicans joined Democrats to shove that agenda down the throats of the American people. Had the Republicans in the Senate been able to stand their ground, this would not become law. It would not have become law. They literally abandoned a bedrock principle of the Republican Party platform. Traditional marriage. But now that's gone away. You've got many people in the party now embracing the transgender movement. You've got many Republicans in leadership now embracing abortion and abortion rights. So again, I ask you, what's the point of us being a Republican? And a lot of people would say, well, you know what? It's not about the culture stuff anymore. It's about money. It's about fiscal responsibility. Okay, well, great. So explain to me why Mitch McConnell and Republicans are reaching a deal on an omnibus spending bill that we simply cannot afford. It is loaded with billions of dollars of earmarks, and they're going to shove that through the Congress. Could somebody explain to me why we are still supporting the Republican Party? It makes absolutely no sense. If they're not going to support the values of our founding fathers, if they're not going to support the framework of fiscal responsibility, what is the point? What's the difference between Republican and Democrat these days? And it frustrates me because I've given a lot of money to the Republican Party, a lot of candidates, and it angers me because in some cases I feel like that money's been squandered. Last night, I posted on social media my support, my endorsement of Harmeet Dhillon for the chairperson of the RNC. And I certainly hope that we can make that happen. We need new leadership in the Republican Party. I'm willing to give them another shot. I just like for them to give me a reason to support the Republican Party. They're not giving me a lot of reasons to support what they're doing these days. Well, Todd, you just can't win all the time. No, I get it. We can't win all the time. I'm just tired of losing. I don't know about you. I'm tired of losing. So I'm curious, why is it that you are still a Republican? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Maine. Patty on the line from WLOB, kicking off the broadcast day. Patty, what do you think Trump's going to be doing tomorrow?
I think, and I hope, to sue the United States of America in the Supreme Court for an invasion and destruction of our country.
Oh, you're talking about this massive invasion along the border.
And all the rules and getting, you know, back in the days when they first invented the automobile and it come puffing down the street and scared all the horses. Well, when they invented the first automobile, did they shoot all the horses and burn all the wagons?
Well, that's a fair question, Patty.
But I hope he's suing. I hope he's suing the federal government for the destruction of our country.
All right, Patty, we'll find out tomorrow. But there you go, folks. Patty says Trump is going to sue the federal government. Well, if he sues the federal government, I suspect it's going to be because of what they did at Mar-a-Lago. But again, is that the major announcement that he's talking about? We will find out very soon. Folks, I want to remind you about our exciting trip to Israel. I'm taking a group of no more than 100 people to the Holy Land. It is going to be a wonderful, intimate, and first-class journey. You're going to be staying in incredible hotels. We have a beautiful resort along the Sea of Galilee, which is a great place to unwind after spending the day touring many of the sites that we have read about, we have studied in the Holy Bible. We're also going to be meeting with Israeli government leaders. This is part of the geopolitical aspect of our trip. So we're getting the Holy Land experience along with the geopolitical experience of what's happening in the Middle East. And you're going to love this journey. And I hope that you and your family will join me for this incredible moment coming up in November of 2023. Say, Todd, how can I get more information? Well, all you have to do is call Grace, and she'd be happy to take your information, and we will get you all the information that you need. Call this number, 844-747-8868, if you would like information on the Holy Land trip. That's 844-747-8868. You say, Todd, do I have to pay the whole thing? No, you don't, not up front. You can actually do it in installments, and they do everything for you, and it is an all-inclusive trip, which I absolutely love. Again, 844-747-8868 if you'd like more info on the Holy Land trip. We'll be right back, America. The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they don't have a clue how to fix it, folks. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you're vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can fit in a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-649-0304 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's 866-649-0304 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
I think what we need is Donald Trump to run in 2024. We need a fighter. And I mean not just a fighter, but a street fighter that can fight dirty, because that's what we're up against. I don't want to see us run another John McCain. I don't want Ron DeSantis running because he's popular in Florida. And we sure as heck don't need that clown from Utah to run.
I'm assuming that clown would be Willard Mitt Romney. But look, it's a great point. We do need a street fighter in 2024. We're going to need a street fighter in every single presidential race moving forward, because it's going to be ugly, and every single presidential race is going to be ugly. It doesn't matter. Look, you could put up Mother Teresa. They would still call her the spawn of Satan. That's what the media does. That's what the Democrats do. So it doesn't really matter who the person is. They're going to try and destroy that person. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Charles in North Carolina on the line. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Well, as far as that major announcement goes, I can tell you what I hope he says. I'd like for him to come out and just tell the Republican members of the House and the Senate to vote against this omnibus bill, to not support this Sinema Tillis bill on immigration, raising the debt ceiling, just all of the crap that's going on, and just tell the Republicans to quit collaborating with these socialists. But along with that, Todd, I would like to see him come out and advocate for the impeachment of Joe Biden on the grounds of treason. Treason for not enforcing the southern border, treason for the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop showing collusion with China and being compromised, and collusion with the DNC, and the FBI and DHS on rigging an election. I mean, the evidence is all right there, but I would love to see him come out swinging and advocating for all of that, because what's going on the southern border, Todd, it just makes me sick. We are literally watching an invasion. I kept thinking in 1941, after Pearl Harbor was attacked that Christmas, you know, at least President Roosevelt was trying to rally the nation. We came together. You know, in 1913, Woodrow Wilson sent General Patton into Mexico to chase out Pancho Villa. And here it is. We're being invaded right now with upwards of close to 20,000 people a day, and our president is doing nothing but just escorting them into the country and spreading them out. And it's treason, nothing but treason.
And the poor people in El Paso are just over. They don't know what to do. I mean, just imagine 14,000 people every single day showing up, you know, in your community saying, "Here we are. Biden said to come. Now you got to take care of us." The good people of El Paso, they say, we cannot handle this. It's not fair. And Charles, I cheered along with everybody else when they put all the illegals on the buses and sent them to D.C. and wherever. And they made their point. But the reality is those people are now living even further inside the interior of the country. We need to get those buses and send them directly back across the border. That's where we need to be sending these people.
That's correct. We have to secure that border, and I would love to hear him say something more about that tomorrow. And, Todd, not only do we have to secure the border, that's just step one. Step one is we've got to find a way to get millions of people out of the country that broke in here illegally, because they cannot be allowed to stay.
Well, Charles, you and I both know, and you're absolutely right, and I have been an advocate for that from day one, but the Republicans that we put into Congress do not have the courage to stand up and do the right thing. All it takes is one crying illegal alien and the Republicans wither.
Yep. And Todd, if that immigration bill passes, you're going to have, I believe I heard, 4 million illegals into the country, and it's just going to invite more. That omnibus bill, that is going to tie the hands of the Republican Party, and it's going to throw away all the leverage that we could have as opposed to a continued resolution where we could defund the DHS, the FBI, and force the Biden regime to do something. And then this debt ceiling and this and the additional $2 trillion, I mean, it's just going to crush the economy to the point where we're going to have a hard time recovering if it passes.
Charles, just think about this. We saw Elon Musk just eliminate 90% of the workforce at Twitter. And you know what happened? Twitter's doing just fine. They're moving right along. They don't need the all-you-can-drink wine bars. Imagine what would happen if we got rid of all of the dead weight in the federal government, what our government would actually look like, and the American taxpayers, imagine the refund that we would get if we eliminated about 90% of the federal government waste.
And that needs to happen. And, you know, if the Republicans would just hold the line on the debt ceiling, Todd, we have plenty of tax revenues coming in to pay the interest on the debt, so there's going to be no default, to pay Social Security, to pay all the, you know, to pay what we need to pay. But we also start forcing the Congress to make choices and cutting spending and getting us back on the path of financial sanity, because right now, that combined with the southern border, we've just totally lost control, and it just, I don't know, if we don't do something soon, Todd, I think we're going to lose, and I hope Trump comes out swinging tomorrow.
All right, Charles, good call, and thanks for listening, and I'm with you. Whatever Trump says, he's got to portray himself as that superhero, and he's going to have to come out swinging. He's going to have to, ladies and gentlemen. And let me say this. You need to be calling your congressman. You need to be calling your senator. Do not raise the debt ceiling. Look, the Republicans have abandoned every single principle We're not going to let them abandon fiscal responsibility. We cannot do that. All right, 844-747-8868. Get on the phones. Call your lawmakers and then give us a call. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and the tax experts at COVIDtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org, COVIDtaxrelief.org. All right. Welcome back, everybody. I am Todd Starnes. A lot going on today. So let's talk about yesterday. The White House bathed in rainbow colors, not to celebrate Noah's Ark. No. To celebrate all sorts of crazy debauchery. So President Biden invited thousands of people to come to the White House yesterday. By the way, a lot of drag queens, and they threw quite the shindig. No, I don't know if they had cocktail weenies, but yeah, probably want to steer clear of those at that particular party. I'm just saying. President Biden signing the, you okay there, Grace? You're looking at me in a, with a fairly disgusted grimace.
Sorry, on
your
Todd, just you said the cocktail weenies. And I'm trying to eat my lunch as we work, so it's a little difficult.
I was going to say Vienna sausages, so I thought, you know what, I'll just stick with the cocktail weenies.
I love cocktail weenies, though. They're delicious.
Enjoy your lunch.
Oh.
So here we go. Biden signing this law called the Disrespect for Marriage Act. And this is a pretty heinous thing. First of all, this really doesn't do anything. I mean, look, going back to the Supreme Court, they're the ones who redefined what God had already defined. So this law really doesn't do anything when it comes to protecting marriage. It just does not. As a matter of fact, it does the opposite. It actually targets people of faith. And how do we know that? How do we know that this is really all about targeting people of faith? Because you would think, Todd, that's a callous thing to say. That's a cynical thing to say. Well, the answer is very clear. Three times, lawmakers tried to introduce amendments to specifically protect religious liberty. Three times. That's all it would do. It wasn't an attack on same-sex marriage. You know, if a dude wanted to go out there and marry a dude, he could still do it. If the lesbians wanted to get betrothed, they could still do that too. They just wanted to protect religious liberty. But the Democrats said no. The Democrats overwhelmingly said no. By the way, so did the Republicans. And again, going back to the question, why is it that we are still Republicans? So what is it that this Disrespect for Marriage Act is going to do? It is going to shut down religious organizations across America. They have declared war. Understand this. What happened yesterday was not protecting marriage. It was a declaration of war on people of faith. I want to play some audio, and there's some pretty heinous stuff that was tucked into the mumblings and bizarre rantings of Joseph Robinette Biden yesterday. First of all, cut number 10.
Justice Thomas went even further, and he wrote the following, quote, "We should reconsider all the court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, Obergefell, That means he thinks we should reconsider whether you got the right access to contraception. And yes, we should reconsider whether you have the right to marry who you love. And that's not only the challenge ahead. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong.
Okay, who was that? I want to meet the person who got married in the morning and was thrown out of a restaurant. And why were they thrown out of a restaurant, if in fact they were thrown out of a restaurant? Because keep in mind, an overwhelming number of the so-called LGBT hate crime attacks were actually committed by members of the LGBT community. I know it's politically incorrect to speak the truth on that, but I figure what the heck. We're already heading down that path, and it's going to be a bumpy ride today, liberals. A bumpy ride today. But I want to meet those people. Who are the people getting thrown out of the restaurants? You know what? I'll tell you who got thrown out of the restaurant. We talked about this just, a week or so ago? A bunch of Christians, because the gays refused to serve them. You see, with the Democrats, these people are liars. They're liars. They embrace the ugly. And that's not a metaphor. Literally, they embrace the ugly. So look, now Biden, again, going back to the point that this has nothing to do with marriage, because that's the whole point of this. It is to protect, to codify same-sex marriage, right? That's what they told us. It was a lie, cut number 9.
Excuse me. Because they support LGBTQ children and families, we have to speak out. We must stop the hate and violence, like we just saw in Colorado Springs, where a place of acceptance and celebration was targeted for violence and terror. We need to challenge the hundreds of callous, cynical laws introduced in the states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors who give children the care they need. We have to protect these children so they know they are loved, and we will stand up for them and say they can seek for themselves. Folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. But the antidote to hate is love. This law and the love it defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms. And that's why this law matters to every single American, no matter who you are or who you love. This shouldn't be about conservative or liberal, red or blue. No, this is about realizing the promise of the Declaration of Independence, a promise rooted in the sacred and secular beliefs, a promise that we're all created equal.
Why is he so angry? He's just like, rah, 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 rah. You know, he was wearing the sunglasses, the aviator glasses. Clearly they had him juiced up on something and then it wants to see his eyeballs. So, rah, 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 rah. Look, the reality here, folks, is that this transgender stuff has nothing to do with gay marriage. But what he did, and this is a pretty brilliant stroke, and just follow where we're going with this. Joe Biden just said that if you oppose the medical mutilation of children, that makes you a transphobic hater. Joe Biden just said in that soundbite that if you have a problem, mom and dad, if you've got a problem with the porno books where they've got the illustrations of how to have gay sex for, you know, 5 and 6 year olds. If you've got a problem with that kind of a book in your child's school library, you are a homophobic bigot. That's what Joe Biden just said in that speech yesterday. So they have declared war on everybody. And if you don't think they're going to come after you, just go talk to the pro-lifers for a minute, because the pro-life community, as a matter of fact, the assistant attorney general, a gal by the name of Gupta, she may be related to Sanjay, I don't know, over at CNN. But it doesn't really matter. I'm off on a tangent here. The Associate Attorney General gave a speech and she said, well, of course they've been going after the pro-life leaders. And what have they been doing? They've been going and staging the pre-dawn guns-drawn raids on the homes of pro-life leaders. They've been knocking on the doors and doing raids of homes of parents who complain at school board meetings. They even staged a raid at the home of the President of the United States Donald John Trump. So they're hoping that the mere threat of that is enough to silence you. But if it's not, it doesn't matter. They're going to send the FBI down, and they're going to bully and harass you. And that's why I, you know, Charles from North Carolina raised a great point here. Defund them. Defund these agencies. The FBI has to be defunded and dismantled. Right now, you are looking at a state police unit, and they are being used to target Joe Biden's political enemies. That's what's going on here. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Michelle on the line from North Carolina. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Todd, that Biden is running on hate as a format to push all the sick agendas that he wants to push. He has to use hate because he doesn't have anything else.
You know,
so
it's,
he has to push this format.
Michelle, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because he kept talking about this is love. This is no, this is not love. This is hate. They hate Christians and they want to punish Christians. That's what this is all about.
And they want to destroy the children.
Yes, they do. And Michelle, this is where we're going to have to stand up, and that's where the line in the sand is. And it's so imperative that moms and dads regain control of their local school boards. And if you're in a good Southern Christian town or a good Christian Midwestern town, you better believe that kind of garbage is happening in your local public school, too. It's all over America.
That's right. That's right. And everybody needs to stand up and fight against it.
Michelle, appreciate the call. God bless you. And look, folks, I know many of us don't like to fight, but this is where we're at right now. Oh, by the way, I got to play this audio. So Biden, at one point, the drugs, I guess, were wearing off. Take a listen to this.
And a special thanks to our performers, Joy, Sam, and Cindy. Look, you know, and the Gay Men's Choir of Washington, D.C., Gay Men's Marriage Choir.
Is that the one that was coming for our children? Was that the D.C. Gay Men's Choir, or was that the San Francisco? Oh, it was the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. Remember that, folks? What was it, last year? They did the big, huge production, the choral production.
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate.
Just a little something to remember, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kyle, the official DJ of the program. Just a little song for you to remember and a message for you to remember the next time your three-year-old is asked to slip a dollar bill in the G-string of a grown man wearing pantyhose. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock just in time for the holidays. Last Christmas, you made our slippers the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, and even wider sizes in all new colors. What makes My Slippers different is the exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet from all the running around this holiday. You can wear them anytime, anywhere, and save $90 off with promo code STARNS. That's only $49.98 a pair. You'll absolutely love My Slippers, and now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gift ever. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS, to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Mike in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I've just got something that's just been rolling around in the back of my head seeing everything that's going on, and to the extent that they'll go to, the left will absolutely go to ensure their plans, their agenda, their victory. So I just want to pose this to the public. All right, if you're gonna carry out and reinforce the agenda of this topic that you're talking about, what are you gonna do about when you send the ATF and the FBI and everybody else out to seize the people, the property and the people? You got to have a place to put them. So you know that's why they're cleaning out so many of the jails and the prisons after the first of the year. They're getting ready to begin this and fulfill this narrative that they're working on.
So, Mike, you think that the reason they're releasing a lot of these criminals is to make room for the pro-lifers and the religious people, the folks who may refuse to bow down to the government's agenda? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's their major enemy. That's their number one enemy. Is the right. And, you know, what so many of them on the left fail to realize, well, that's what you get when you deny, refuse, and push God away. They want to call us deniers, the people on the right. Well, they are Word of God deniers when it comes down to it. They are the party of death. Death by a thousand cuts. Death by abortion. 60 million and plus and counting. You got death by letting all these dangerous criminals out, that's death. You got death by refusing the proper and known cure and treatment for COVID, this crap COVID. You know, and I'm talking about ivermectin, I'm going to say it. And all the thousands of things that amount to death. When you cut down law enforcement in a highly dangerous place, that equals death.
Let me jump in here, Mike. The Democrat Party wants to create the chaos, and the reason they want to create the chaos is because out of this chaos, people are going to be looking for an answer. They're going to be looking for a resolution, and they want to beat down the American people so far that we would be willing to accept anything and anybody who can bring peace and stability back to the country. This is all part of a very long process that goes back at least to the early 1960s, where they have been conditioning our nation to accept and to embrace communism. And Mike, I'm telling you, if we don't draw a line in the sand somewhere, the communists are going to win the day, which is why we've got to have Republicans who at the very least are going to defend the party platform in Washington, D.C. Mike, appreciate the call. I want to share some information with you, and we're going to get into more of this in the last hour of the show. But this is from Jana Winter. She is an investigative journalist. This story up on Yahoo. It turns out that an intelligence analyst with the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, tried to prevent the attack on the U.S. Capitol that happened on J6. But the Department of Homeland Security did not act. On December 20th, 2020, a 21-year-old intelligence analyst went online to search for something. And in the search for whatever they were trying to find, this person stumbled on the blueprint of the plot to storm the Capitol and actually execute members of Congress. The domestic terrorism analyst with the Department of Homeland Security saw a link to a website where people actively at that moment were discussing the commission of acts of terroristic violence and the violent overthrow of the government of the United States. Now, keep in mind, some of those people were, in fact, FBI agents who were embedded in these groups. The analyst witnessed upwards of 500 pages worth of potential threats to national security. So what did this analyst do? Well, the analyst did the job that he was required to do. He notified his superior officers, and ladies and gentlemen, they stood down and did nothing. We're going to get into more of this story. It's a fascinating story. But again, it raises another issue of what actually happened on January the 6th. The federal government knew it was going to happen. They stood down. Nancy Pelosi knew it was going to happen, told the Capitol Police to stand down. Homeland Security now, according to this report, knew what was coming days before the event happened, and they stood down and did nothing. They allowed this to happen. And my question is, why? And exactly how many government agents were now involved? How many government employees were involved in the planning and the ultimate execution of this attack on the Capitol? Is it possible that the entire thing was fabricated by the deep state to take out Donald Trump? You have to ask these questions. Oh, by the way, this intel analyst has some information on the alleged pipe bombs, too. We're going to get into all of that. And again, this is coming from Yahoo News. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Okay, officially 1 hour until my favorite show premieres. Time to get snacks delivered through Instacart. Let's get some, popcorn, soda, chocolate-covered almonds, and wait, did they release the whole season? Better cart some ice cream for the two-part finale. When your day should be ending, but a new season is starting, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us. Busy, busy day across America, following a lot of different stories. What's happening along the border is just insanity. Axios now reporting that the Biden administration is bracing for some 14,000 illegals a day, and Border Patrol stations are already overcrowded, Homeland Security overwhelmed, and people just don't know what to do. Biden refuses to go to the border. He says he has more important things to deal with. And we're talking about millions and millions of people, and looking at that from a cumulative standpoint, coming into this country, and the American taxpayers are having to foot the bill for all of this. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us my senator from the great state of Tennessee, Senator Bill Hagerty. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Thank you, Todd. Always good when I'm on with you. Thanks very much.
Wow. Title 42 ending next week, and you've got legislation ready to go to keep it in place, but the Democrats just don't want that to happen. It has to be frustrating for you.
Oh, it's totally frustrating, Todd. And you were running through some of the statistics. It's just an absolute humanitarian crisis. Just last month, 230,000 people that they know of came across that border. That doesn't count the gotaways. If you put that into perspective of our home state of Tennessee, that would make the third largest city after Nashville and Memphis. 230,000. Think about that. If that were a population of one city, that flowed in just 1 month's time. And as you mentioned, they're up to 14,000. They're talking about 18,000 a day once Title 42 is fully eliminated. And so I put legislation in place that would address this longer term. Title 42 allows the Border Patrol, it's the last tool that they have in their toolkit to address this flood of humanity coming across the border. It allows them to use a public health crisis as a rationale for turning people back. COVID-19 had served as that public health crisis, but a district judge decided that there's no longer a pandemic, therefore they could not rely on this as the health reason, the health rationale to do it. That's when I thought certainly they would pass my legislation at that point. My legislation is called the Stop Fentanyl Border Crossing Act. If you think about the health crisis that fentanyl is creating here in America, it is the number one killer of young people in America between the ages of 18 and 45. It is an existential crisis. I know the Democrats like to talk like that all the time when they're talking about the climate. We have a crisis right at our doorstep, and it's hitting us in Tennessee. When I talk with sheriffs across the state, Todd, they tell me that each month is worse than the month before it, in terms of the number of overdoses, the number of deaths. You know, sheriffs tell me the hardest call they have to make is to a mother or grandmother to let them know their son or daughter isn't coming home. This is a crisis, and they will not deal with it. The Democrats would rather look the other way, act as if there is no crisis, and continue to flood the border. And for them, it's a numbers game. They're trying to get more people into states that they control. You know where the sanctuary cities are located, blue states. The more people they can get into those blue states, citizens or not, that increases the number of congressional seats allocated to those states, and it increases the number of electoral votes. This is about power for the Democrats, and they don't mind allowing, you know, this sort of disaster to occur. These fentanyl deaths are you know, just blood on Joe Biden's hand, and I cannot imagine the fact that he will not even bother to go down there.
No, and it seems to me that the Democrats in Washington would be listening to the Democrats out there in across the country, and especially those of border towns who clearly have a different perspective on things. I want to play some audio and get your reaction. This is an El Paso Sure. City Council member, an El Paso council member, talking about the border crisis there. Cut two.
Right now, what's going on in El Paso? Over the weekend, we had 2,500 people coming into our city daily. The CBP Center is supposed to hold 1,040 people, and currently it's over capacity. They have over 5,000 people there waiting. At some point, those people will be released into El Paso. El Paso is not prepared for it. We do not have an emergency declaration done. At this point, we're days away from Title 42 being lifted, and I don't know if it's going to be enough time to mobilize troops, to mobilize whomever we need to mobilize to come down to El Paso to help us. Obviously, the federal government is not doing their job. Here in El Paso, we've been given the responsibility of the federal government, but this is unsustainable, and that's the problem with it.
I mean, if it's bad for a city like El Paso, I can't even imagine what the smaller towns are going through, Senator.
It's terrible, Todd. I have been to the border, unlike Joe Biden. I've been down to the border fairly recently. I've been there several times. We spent 3 days down there earlier this year. Again, I took a group of sheriffs and mayors from Tennessee because they wanted to see firsthand what was precipitating the problem they're dealing with every day back here at home. And the local landowners that we talked to, the local municipal leaders that we spoke with, are dealing with a crisis every day. They're just being overrun, completely overrun. The healthcare system's overrun. Their education system's overrun. You've got a Biden administration that will not even tell us how many people they're shipping into our state. I know they're coming into Tennessee. They will give us zero information on that. How are our hospitals supposed to prepare for that? How are our law enforcement, how are our schools supposed to prepare for that when they won't even give us the information of who they're sending into our state? These are people that are here illegally, and they are shipping them into our state. And you know who else is getting shipped into our state? It's illegal drugs. It's crime. It's human trafficking. That is all of these numbers are just going through the roof, and it's a direct result of Joe Biden's failed policy at our southern border, and he did it on day one.
We've got Senator Bill Hagerty with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Senator, another big story and a big issue that you have been involved in is the attempts by big tech and the successful attempts by big tech to censor Americans and specifically conservative Americans.
Oh, I think it's been something that we've suspected for a long time, Todd. I'm sure you've been concerned about it too. But with the disclosures that are coming out from Elon Musk, this is just verifying what we knew, and the extent of it is just shocking. Last week, I went to the Senate floor to ask my colleagues to pass my legislation that would deal with this. It's called the Disclose Government Censorship Act. It would force the government to disclose anytime they work with one of these big tech platforms to censor speech here in America. Certainly, the Biden administration doesn't want to disclose that. They want to keep this all secret. The big tech companies don't want it disclosed either, but as Elon Musk is allowing this to unfold, we find out about the revolving door here in Washington. This guy, Jim Baker, who is the FBI general counsel, disgraced, had to leave the FBI in the wake of the fake Russia collusion hoax. Then he goes over and Twitter hires him to be one of their top lawyers, and now he's behind engineering the Hunter Biden laptop. They're burying that whole scandal. These political operatives, and again, the revolving door between government and big tech Democrats, I should say, in the government and big tech, is just amazing. And I think the American public is waking up to this. I also know that the mainstream media are not even covering the story. They're hoping that it'll go away. But we're going to keep on it. We're going to stay on it. I'm going to keep trying to push this legislation forward, too, because the nature of this is just very undemocratic. I mean, they literally with what Elon Musk is revealing, they literally were trying to tamper with the results and the outcome of the 2020 election. I'm certain it had a material impact.
It's just shocking. And if that was happening at Twitter, you know it had to have been happening with Google and with Facebook and the other social media platforms.
Everybody suspects the same. Everybody suspects the same. And you find out that the government is having regular meetings with these guys. And, of course, none of it's been disclosed, only what we're finding out now through Elon Musk. But these regular meetings, all I think, with the notion of trying to get their preferred narrative out and to silence conservative voices in the process.
Wow. Well, let's just hope that the Democrats, there have got to be a couple up there, Manchin, Sinema, somebody, will see that, you know, the legislation, the ideas that you're putting out there are very effective and will be effective. But this is just nuts. And we've got to deal with big tech. We got to deal with the border. Just a reminder, people, elections have consequences. And, Senator, we appreciate you fighting the good fight for us.
Thank you, Todd, and you couldn't be more right. Elections do have consequences, and we're suffering those consequences right now. Democrats in charge of every aspect of power. They've got the White House, they've got the House, they've got the Senate, and they're going to try to abuse that the last few days they have up here to cram through some massive spending bill again, and do that under the threat of shutting the government down. So it's been a big challenge for our country. We've seen our nation weakened at the border. We've seen crime go up in every one of our cities. We've seen ourselves embarrassed in Afghanistan and other parts around the world, and we've got an economy that's in terrible shape with inflation and the war on energy that Joe Biden has precipitated. So they've done a terrible job. We need to make it clear to the American public that this is the consequence of the results of the 2020 election, and I hope we have a chance to turn it in 2024.
All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for coming on the show, and hope you and the Hagerty family have a Merry Christmas.
The same to you, Todd. Merry Christmas. All the best.
All right. Senator Bill Hagerty, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You heard the news. Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Eric Bolling on the story on Newsmax exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. You're going to want to watch tonight. Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And also make sure you vote in Newsmax's poll, urgent poll. Do you want Trump or DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote now in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Here's how you do it. Text the word skip to 39747. That's skip to 39747. Folks, I watch Newsmax all the time now, and you should too. They really are doing an incredible job of fair and balanced journalism and conversation. Again, be sure to vote in that Newsmax poll. Text skip to 39747. We'll be right back, America.
Okay, the kids are already asking what's for dinner, but breaking news, empty fridge. That's okay, all Instacart. Let's add some organic asparagus and farm-fresh chicken. Wait, is the oldest vegetarian or gluten-free? Gluten-free pasta. Card it. And some olives for my well-earned cocktail. When your family's shopping list has more footnotes than groceries, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $35. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is an interesting story here. Kevin McCarthy hitting Fox News Channel, hitting all the shows. He's fighting for his political life right now. Still doesn't have the votes he needs to be the next Speaker of the House. And now he's blaming it on five Republicans. Five Republicans Kevin McCarthy is now blaming. He says that these five Republicans are going to hold up the opportunity Republicans have to secure the border. He says, I don't think at the end of the day that five Republicans are going to hold up our opportunity to secure the border, or that five Republicans are going to sit back and make us not be energy independent or let this runaway spending continue. Well, the reality is Kevin McCarthy has been responsible for us not having a secure border and not being able to get a handle on runaway spending. As a matter of fact, it is the Republicans who are striking a deal in the Senate with Democrats to raise the debt ceiling and to include billions of dollars in earmarks in the next omnibus spending bill. It's the Republicans. And by the way, it's not five Republicans. Our understanding is as many as 30 Republicans stand opposed to Kevin McCarthy being the next Speaker of the House. So here's the game plan moving forward with these yahoos. McCarthy is telling, wants you to think that if he's not the guy, the Democrats are going to put somebody forward and you're going to have some liberal Republicans voting with the Democrats to put Nancy Pelosi back in the Speaker's chair. That's not going to happen at all. I'm just telling you, that is not going to happen. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You talk about crime being out of control. This poor guy here, liquor store owner here in the Memphis area, the poor guy keeps getting broken into. Cut number one, please.
It makes me sick in my stomach to think that people are okay with this. This is the sixth time I've been broken into in the last 6 months at this location. There's a lobby area inside, so they actually broke the glass and to get inside the lobby area and then broke that door to get inside the store and basically just threw bottles, ransacked, you know, made a mess of it itself. I hate it because this neighborhood is incredible. I love my customers. I love my employees. And it's sad because, I mean, it almost kind of, you know, this is the result of something that's happening in their own backyard.
Do you hear the sirens in the background? I wonder who got robbed. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, gosh. Well, like, I hate it for the guy. And then we had this crazy story, and Memphis is a big tourist town. A lot of people come. They want to see Graceland and Sun Records and Beale Street and the, you know, whatever, the Mississippi River. And they had a couple, and they were just wandering down the street in a very – it's a pretty safe area. It's kind of an up-and-coming area, a very kind of a hipsterish area. And some dude comes up with a cinder block and literally bashes the guy's head in. And the poor guy comes stumbling into one of those modern bars down there. And one of the customers saw what happened and went to chase down the suspect. I mean, this guy was trying to do the right thing. And the suspect had a knife and stabbed the Good Samaritan to death. The guy just bled to death on the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. Unbelievable. Now, I tell you this story. There are two components of this story. So then a few days ago, out on a golf course, you had a golfer get into it with another golfer, and the one golfer grabs a golf club and whacks the guy upside the head, caused brain bleeding, and so that guy's in the hospital. So anyway, I just happened to see the story on the local news. I was talking to a colleague last night, and I said, you watch what's going to happen here. This was probably just some stupid golf disagreement or argument, but you watch what's going to happen. They're going to make this about race, because the attacker, white guy, the victim, a black dude. And let me say this, the white dude, the white golfer, deserves to be in jail for a very, very, very long time. But now the NAACP is getting involved, and they're very upset, and they believe that hate crime charges should be filed against the white golfer. Now, what I find interesting here is the guy who stabbed the Good Samaritan, that was a black-on-white crime. Not a word, not a peep from the NAACP about that one. Why do you think that is? You see, this is why I hate this racial identity politics crap. A death is a death. An assault is an assault. It shouldn't matter about the skin color of the person. But the NAACP and these race agitators, and these are people that raise money on this kind of outrage, and it angers me that they use these kinds of things to advance whatever agenda they're going to try to advance. Seems to me we ought to be focused on stopping all crime. It shouldn't matter if the victim is white or black, right? So back to the liquor store. Here's my recommendation for every business store owner in America. What you need to do is tally up your losses. Just go ahead. I mean, just tally up how much it cost you for the shoplifters and the thieves and the robbers, how much it cost you. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, when you tally up those numbers, you will be able to afford a security guard. And that's what you need, a security guard. And not just any security guard. You need a security guard that's wearing the Kevlar and the black military gear, and he needs to be armed with an AR-15. And he needs to be standing right outside the front door of your establishment. And I guarantee you, the money you're going to save on the people not shoplifting is going to pay for that armed security guard. That's what you need. We got to start playing hardball here, people. Police aren't going to be able to help us. We got to be able to protect ourselves, defend our own property. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. What do you tell the liquor store owners and the small business owners? How do they protect their businesses?
Instacart Plus has all the best things about Instacart, like same-day grocery delivery, but with a few added pluses. You can share a cart with your plus one. Plus, you get unlimited free delivery on orders over $35. Plus, 5% credit back on eligible pickup orders, which equals plus, plus, plus one awesome membership. Sign up for your free 2-week trial at instacart.com/plus. Credit back excludes alcohol. Family account subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
So the Washington Post is in a bit of hot water, folks. Was it last week they announced they lost 500,000 subscribers? How do you lose 500,000 subscribers? 500,000 people said, you know what? This is a waste of my $20 a year. I am no longer subscribing to the Washington Post. It's that bad. Look, and the reality is, these are all leftist rags. I mean, the same things here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we've got two, and they're both liberal. They both are, and they disrespect conservatives. And by disrespect, they don't cover any conservative stuff. You know, I'll give you an example. Our newspaper, or our radio station, KWAM, the Mighty 990, winning state awards for journalism and broadcasting, growing by leaps and bounds, doing all of this great stuff in the community. They don't cover a single bit of it in the media. Not a one. But PBS, or one of the liberal talk radio stations, and we've got two of those too, they do something and the media is all over. I'm just telling you. So anyway, the Washington Post, they lost 500,000 subscribers, and now they've announced to the staff they're going to have layoffs. And people are, there's video, we're not going to play, the audio is kind of weird, but the employees are infuriated. And demanding, what are you going to do to protect our jobs? Well, look, I got to tell you, employees, if you lose 500,000 subscribers, there's not going to be a job for you to have. All right, let's go to the phones here real quick. Dave in North Carolina, what's on your mind, Dave?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of things. I asked Grace after I heard about the guy in Memphis if you guys have already started a petition to ban cinder blocks there. To protect people, because you know they must be okay. He didn't use a scary looking black gun. And the other thing is, talking about McCarthy and everybody, the Republicans have got to unify. We keep saying and hearing the same thing about everything day after day. It's, you know, once again, it's Groundhog Day. And the fact is, there's so much infighting right now. If these guys don't organize and unify and say, okay, maybe it's not my turn, somebody else has to do it, they're just not going to make any progress. And when you say, you know, they'll get somebody like Nancy Pelosi, well, it won't be her, but you're right, and it will happen. And all Republicans are going to be running around saying, well, I tried to do this, well, I voted, and they're, every one of them will be guilty of us not having conservatives, Republicans, whoever. Everybody who's not a leftist is going to lose out to those who are, because they won't get together and get the job done. Every one of them wants to stand at the top of the pyramid.
Dave, let me explain what's going on here, and this is the cold, hard truth. The establishments hate people like you, they hate people like me, and they don't want us in their party. and they will work till their last dying breath to stop conservatives from being elected. And that's the reason we are in the position we are in now. That's why they fought so hard against Herschel Walker in Georgia. It is, and that's the way it's going to be. So we've got to figure out a way around that. They don't want to unite. They want you to submit. That's the problem. Dave, appreciate the call. I want to go real quick to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Cliff McDonald. He is the executive director of the Southwestern Border Sheriffs Coalition and the Texas Border Sheriffs Coalition. Clint, an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure always.
So, Clint, let's just jump into this latest report. The Biden administration apparently bracing for as many as 14,000 illegals a day to come across the border. What are you hearing from law enforcement down there? What's the big issue for you guys?
Well, as we've said all along, the increase in numbers that we've seen are historically high all along the border from San Diego, California, Brownsville, Texas. And with the upcoming Title 42 going away, what they're telling the American people is not what we're seeing on the border. They keep saying that if they don't have a legal right to, reason to be here, then they'll be deported, and we're just not seeing that.
Do you guys have the resources you need? And if not, what are you guys needing down there?
Well, we're needing everything. I mean, these communities are overwhelmed. I mean, it's not just the resources for our law enforcement, but it's resources for these communities that are spending their tax base to take care of these people, and their local citizens are paying the cost.
Clint McDonald is the executive director of the Southwestern Border Sheriffs Coalition. Clint, you heard President Biden just a few days ago say the reason he hasn't been to the border is because he has more important things to do. What was your reaction when you heard the president of the United States say that?
Well, unfortunately, that's the world we're living in today. And we need someone that's going to put our American people first. And we're not seeing that in this administration.
Where would you say are the hot spots along the border?
Well, as they want to show that the larger communities as El Paso and Yuma and those places right now are, but we've got some small counties out here who have one county with 2,500 square miles, and they have a sheriff and two deputies to take care of that entire county with Border Patrol that are just being paper pushers, and they're overwhelmed. They're overrun day in, day out, and it's happening all along our border. So to say a hot spot right now, it's from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. Our border is open, and our people are getting run over.
That's horrifying, Clint. And I know they're saying 14,000. I suspect those numbers are north of 14,000. Would I be wrong?
Oh, not at all. We've seen such numbers. It's unreal. And the sad part about numbers is they can throw out any number they want to and see if it sticks. And if it doesn't, they'll just throw out another number.
Fair enough. All right. Well, Clint, where can people go if they want to get information on what you guys are doing and what law enforcement is doing down there? What's your website?
Our website for the border sheriffs is www.sheriffs. Let me back that up. www.bordersheriffs.us.
All right, we got it. Bordersheriffs.us. Clint McDonald, the executive director of that group. Clint, Godspeed to you, and best of luck down there on the border.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I thought he was going to say, well, you know, the El Paso sector, that area is probably the most volatile. But he's saying the entire border has been breached from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Folks, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing armies marching across that southern border. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Advocate for those who need support and make a difference in your community. Earn a Bachelor of Social Work from Grand Canyon University. GCU is a premier private Christian university offering online social work programs with affordable tuition and personalized support. In addition, you can earn your Master of Social Work by completing the Bachelor of Social Work plus just one additional year instead of two. Find your purpose. Visit gcu.edu/socialwork to learn more.
All right, folks, and again, we are starting to ramp up a big, big event we're doing next year in November of 2023. I am taking 100 of our listeners to Israel for an incredible tour of the Holy Land. This is a first-class, once-in-a-lifetime tour. It's not only going to combine all of the important sites of the Holy Land, but also we're going to be meeting with Israeli government officials, talking about the geopolitical aspect of the Middle East. We're going to be getting an exclusive private tour of the Knesset, and it's going to be a wonderful time. We'll have a contemporary Christian music artist with us. We're going to be announcing that individual probably early next year. But we would love for you to get information, and if you would like information about joining us for our trip coming up in November of 2023, just give Grace a call at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So, all right. Interesting story out of the world of TV and the reality shows. I don't know if you're a big fan of these singing shows. Now, back in the day, you know, it was American Idol. Back with the original, you got Simon Cowell,
Paula Abdul,
and Randy Jackson. Dog.
Oh,
Randy
yeah.
Jackson.
Oh, they were the best.
They were great.
And Ryan Seacrest is the host.
Oh, yeah. And they had that. You know, early on, though, that first season, they had two of them.
Oh, yeah. Not going to lie, I was pretty young then.
And they gave that guy the heave-ho. And then it became, and that's how Seacrest became a household name.
Yep. Now everybody knows
the
who he is.
The next American Idol.
Yeah, he's good at that.
That's what he does. That's his jam right
Money maker.
And they had some great artists coming out of the first couple of seasons.
Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson. Didn't Colton Dixon? Wasn't he on there?
Colton Dixon was there, and
Scotty McCreary.
Yeah, and who's the chick? Kelly Clarkson is
Kelly
that?
Clarkson.
Yeah, all right. So then there's NBC's The Voice.
Yeah.
And I never did really understand the concept there, but you're basically not facing the artist, right? So you're just listening to the voice.
Exactly.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
You're not judging them off of the way they look or act, just the voice.
So there's a problem.
Uh-oh.
Viewers of NBC's The Voice have accused some of the show's fans of racism after the results of the semifinal vote were revealed.
Uh-oh.
The semifinals took place this week, the top eight taking to the stage on Monday to fight for a spot in the grand finale. Coaches Gwen Stefani and Camila Cabello, those names ring a bell?
Oh,
Stefani,
yes, both of them.
Okay. Both had only one act left in the competition, while Blake Shelton and John Legend had three. Oh, my. Wait a second. Isn't John Legend...
Yeah.
Not white?
Yeah, he's not white.
So what's the problem here?
Oh.
During Tuesday's episode, Carson Daly revealed the results. Okay, we're still reading here. I don't understand what the problem is.
All the contestants? What?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
Getting to that.
My bad.
So just hang tight. I'm on the Newsweek. The Newsweek story is not very good.
No, they're not. I normally do not read their copy.
So anyway, they've been accused of favoring young white singers.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Goodness gracious. Well, it's just based on the talent, not what you look like.
But it's worse. It's not just white. They're young white country male singers.
Oh, no.
And so that's because, so it's really, they can't accuse the voice of being racist because it's the audience.
Yes.
So there. So if you watch The Voice, then you're a racist.
Apparently so.
Are they able to determine exactly how many white people, you know, watch The Voice? I mean, how do they know that it might be black people that like country music?
That's a good point. I mean, how are they going to judge that?
See, I don't know. I find that hard to believe. But
that's a pretty alienating statement. I mean, you're saying the entire audience is racist.
People are tweeting. Oh, you know, it's
all the
bad.
Twitter.
The demographic who watches The Voice is definitely racist and favors the young white male country singers. They're not even the most talented. Let a person of color get the spotlight they deserve. Another wrote, this show is racist.
Man. Maybe these people just don't like country music, just in general, because there's plenty of black country singers.
Another person says, The Voice is so blanking white, four white singers, some of the questionable singing talent vote through by racist America. The four best voices fighting it out for one remaining spot. Have we learned nothing in all these years? Nothing at all.
I mean, The Voice isn't even, I'm sorry, it's not that popular anymore. So they're just grasping at this point.
I don't, well, why don't they just ban, why don't they, you know what, why don't they just put a quota system in place?
That's true.
You know? I mean, it seems to me you would want the best singers. And quite frankly, and it can't be the show because, you know, they've got the singers up there and it's America's vote.
And then America voted. Maybe they want country music.
They want country music. I don't know. I'm curious. I don't watch The Voice. I tried watching it and I just couldn't.
Get into it.
I'm like, yeah, it's
all okay.
Right. Because some of the singers just aren't all that good.
No.
You know, they all kind of suck.
I liked watching America's Got Talent because I just got sick of all the singing shows.
Yeah.
So at least you got some other talents mixed in.
I like the good old days when people became stars, by working at it.
The hard
way. Not getting on stage and winning some sort of a competition. You know, they went out there and they busted their butts.
Well, now people go viral on social media and then I'll hear that song on the radio because it was on social media.
It's true. I mean, it's a good point. So anyway, 844-747-8868. Is The Voice racist? Are you people racist? 844-747-8868. I don't know. It's... Everything's racist these days. I had no idea. All right, folks, you heard Senator Bill Hagerty just a few moments ago on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they have some great Christmas time deals just for you. That's right, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And they're going to provide you all sorts of great information. They have packages to fit your budget. It doesn't matter if you're a family, doesn't matter if you're a business. They're going to help you out, and you're going to love these folks. 972-PATRIOT is their telephone number. That's 972-PATRIOT. And you're going to hear an American voice, an English-speaking voice on the phone, and that's because their call service center is right here in the good old U.S. of A. By the way, use my name, Todd, and they're going to give you an additional discount, patriotmobile.com/Todd, and be sure to use my name, Todd, and they're going to give you a special discount. All right, coming up in the next hour, we've got our good friend Rita Cosby going to drop by from WABC in New York City, and she'll be weighing in on some of the big stories of the day. Also, our friend Charles Thorngren from Legacy Precious Metals is going to be here talking about how to invest in this crazy economy. And right now, things are looking pretty crazy out there. Also, I want to follow up on this story, and we're going to have this up on our website. The Justice Department now admitting that they are using federal law to crack down on all you pro-lifers. You know, what is it in the past couple of months? How many is it? 13 pro-lifers? They've had their front doors knocked in, and you've had the armed agents doing the pre-dawn raids because somebody stood in the way of a pro-lifer or a pro-abortion person on a sidewalk. So anyway, the FBI, the Justice Department now admitting, yeah, we're doing it. And they're using the FACE Act, which is perfectly legal, to target pro-life leaders. So you folks out there on the picket lines, pro-life lines, you got to watch this because this could get ugly quickly. But we've got that story up on the website. All right, folks, that music means hour three is coming your way, but we have to take a break first and pay some bills. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Okay, the pup's asleep, so let's Instacart. He'll need a collar, some FOOD, oh, and some gear for WALKs. Wow, I can even get doggy shampoo? What a treat! Oh, no, 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 I didn't mean... Okay, fine, I'll cart the treats. When you want to give your new pet the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $35. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, hour three of the big show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Very happy to have you with us today. Our website, by the way, toddstarnes.com, and it really is one-stop shopping for you folks. You can buy a book there. You can get a hat or a T-shirt. You can also get some free stuff, including our daily newsletter and also our podcast. And we would love for you to access those resources. So if you miss an interview, you can go back later and listen to that, and it will not cost you a single penny. And whatever platform you use, we have a podcast available for you at toddstarnes.com. So great. By the way, great numbers. 1.2 million people downloaded the podcast last month. And I just want to say thank you to all of you great folks out there for doing that. We've been following the developments along our southern border. I mean, it really is a crisis, folks, and it's impacting all of us. Even if you don't live in a border state, you are feeling the pain. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program and a great American patriot. She is also the Female Legend of the Year in radio, a New York Times bestselling author. She hosts an incredible program on WABC Radio in New York City. Rita Cosby. Rita, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And by the way, congrats on all those big downloads. I'm not surprised. You've got a hot show, Todd.
Well, we try to have a little bit of fun down here. You know, in Memphis, we're all about low and slow with the barbecue. But, you know, we burn bright.
I thought it was hot with the hot sauce.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, Rita, we just had one of our staffers went up to New York City and ran smack into the SantaCon over there, which, by the way, most New Yorkers run away from the city during SantaCon because it's all sorts of debauchery.
Yeah, we call it BoozeCon because SantaCon, it's even though part of it is supposed to be for charity, believe it or not, but we all see the remnants of it at like 1, 2 in the morning, as if we don't have enough crazies roaming around New York these days. You know, we've got so many issues with crime and everything, and now we've got like drunk Santas walking around at 1, 2 in the morning. So it is quite a scene. It's only in New York. Only in New York.
Only in New York. Thankfully, it's only in New York. We've been following these crazy stories coming out from the border. Now they're anticipating some 14,000 people a day. But we just had a guy on from a sheriff's association who says the real numbers are far north of 14,000 a day.
Yeah, this is really scary. And Todd, I've spent a bit of time down in the border. I've gone down there and covered it for years. And in fact, I mean, one time I remember, Todd, I went down physically. I was down there with one of the local sheriffs. And just to give everybody a perspective, first off, especially because the border wall, as we know, was far from completed. That was President Trump's plan. And of course, Biden stopped it, halted it immediately. It was working, which was crazy. But when I was down there pre-border wall, even just a little piece of it. And it is wide open. And that's what it is like today. And I'll never forget, I was with the local sheriff and suddenly these drug dealers come in on a boat. And it was like, duck, I'm with the local sheriff. I'm with my camera crew. And we're hiding behind some trees and bushes praying that the drug dealers don't see us. And the reason is, the local officials are outmanned. They're outgunned. It is overwhelming. And you suddenly see these cartels coming in with state-of-the-art equipment on these enormous boats, dozens of them, and they're clearly bringing in, sadly, human beings. They're bringing in drugs. They are bringing in everything. And this was pre the situation with President Biden. And now it is skyrocketing. It is frightening. And in fact, just a few hours ago, we heard actually from Kevin McCarthy, who of course is going to be the likely House GOP leader. They're the House Speaker. And he said, this is incredible. He said 13 million may cross the border in the next 2 years under President Biden, under this Title 42 being lifted, and just based on the policies, this open border policy, this wide open border policy, Todd, can you imagine 13 million in 2 years to our country?
Rita,
it's like we're killing our country.
But Rita, President Biden says he's got more important things to deal with. He can't be bothered with what's happening down that border.
I know. Isn't that incredible that he said that? When he said that, what an insult that is to every single American. And what an insult that is to our hardworking men and women, Todd, who are working there right on the front lines. I talk to so many of the Border Patrol agents. They are so disenchanted. They're so overworked. They're so disgusted. Remember, this is the same administration that accused them of whipping the migrants when they knew it wasn't true, and they still continued with that narrative and never apologized to them. I mean, it's just, they are demoralized the Border Patrol, and now they've basically allocated them to babysitters. I mean, it's so bad that they're pulling air marshals away, as we know, from the flights to be on the border to basically process. They're not doing anything. And you know, when you just brought up the fact that the Biden administration, when President Biden says, oh, it was like, no, I'm going to Arizona to do some other thing. Nothing. What's this border thing? How insulting to our country. What other country in the world, Todd, and you and I have traveled a lot, would actually basically give up their borders and say, come on in with a big neon sign, do nothing to basically stop the flow and, in fact, encourage it, and basically don't check for health checks, don't check for criminal records, pay them basically to stay here and say, come on in, and don't care. It is such a dereliction of duty.
And Title 42 is ending next week, which is basically going to open up the floodgates. And it just seems to me, and Rita, I know you've talked to a lot of folks, a lot of your listeners call in. When I first started this program, we had an affiliate in San Antonio, and the number of Hispanic Americans, legal immigrants, calling into the program, and they say, you know what? This has got to stop because this is impacting us. Our jobs are being jeopardized as a result of all of this.
Yeah, it's interesting to say that. And by the way, Todd, I'm a first-generation American. My father's Polish. My mother's Danish. They came over on the Queen Mary with $100. My father literally, kissed the ground in New York when he came in. He was so excited to be an American. It took them years. They learned the language. They did all the things. They had a sponsor. They had to do all those things. This was in the 1950s, and it took them about 5 years or so to become an American citizen. And they said it was the greatest day of their lives. My father was Kozubutsky, by the way. Thank goodness, the day before, he decided to change the name to Cosby, which is much easier on the air. Otherwise, it would have been the real a Kozubutsky show, Todd. He trimmed the name like so many people did, and he created Cosby literally a few hours before he became an American citizen. Isn't that great? And so these people who have worked hard and have done it the right way really resent the people that have just kind of freeloaded and gone through the system. On the other hand, it's interesting, Todd, I don't blame people for wanting to come to this great country. I never blame anybody wanting to leave anywhere to come to America. It's the greatest country in the world. What I blame is this system and the fact that the Biden administration thinks we're stupid when they say, oh, the border isn't open. Oh, we're doing this. And now they want to throw $4 billion at the border, but yet not change their policy. They're throwing money at it. They're that's what they want to do, to make it look like they're trying to do something, yet they're not doing anything. If not, they're encouraging people to come in more. So the money, again, is going to go to more processing, more babysitters, and more people coming illegally to this country, and they just don't care. And I think it's unfair to everybody, and it is just a huge national security issue, and obviously a huge financial issue at a time where things are still tough.
Rita Cosby is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, nationally syndicated radio host, and she is just a great American patriot. And you can also hear her show on WABC. By the way, our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, carries Rita's show live, which is always fun. And Rita, as a matter of fact, I've actually called in a couple of times as a listener to your show. I tried to do it incognito, but you got me figured out.
Yeah, and by the way, I love when you call in. You have a very distinguishable voice, and you got this amazing booming broadcaster voice. So it's very hard to fake it, Todd Starnes. You have one of the most awesome voices out there, my friend. But you have to call in any time because you are the best, and I love you, and obviously your listeners love you too, my friend.
You know, Rita, real quick, before we let you go, I was really impressed with what's happening with the Republican Party in New York, and especially New York City, where the America First agenda is really thriving, and you're getting a lot of younger New Yorkers that are joining the party there.
Yeah, this is amazing. And in fact, who would have ever thought that the House turning into GOP hands was a red wave in New York? I mean, if somebody had said that to you, you'd go, what? And Lee Zeldin did extremely well in his run for governor. He, of course, didn't win against Kathy Hochul, but he actually got 31% in New York City, Todd, which is incredible. They said, you know, gosh, if you get 30%, you'll probably get it. He got 31%, but she is from upstate, and that's typically where the Republican does well. Well, and she did well, better up there because that's sort of her home turf, Governor Kathy Hochul. But Lee Zeldin doing very well in his message about cracking down on crime, which is very pervasive all over New York and especially New York City, as we talked about at the beginning, that really resonated. And her disconnect about wanting to do anything about crime and even acknowledging that crime existed basically really hurt her. And he did, though, pull up so many of the other candidates. I mean, it's amazing. Mike Lawler, who, you know, got rid of Sean Maloney, the head of the DCCC, the fundraising arm of the Democrats. I mean, that was a huge, huge win. That turned to Republican hands. George Santos, there's a number of others. So four or five key seats are now in Republican hands. And that's basically that narrow victory, which is now going to lead, you know, the Republicans to start doing investigations on Hunter Biden, on Fauci, on a million things on the border, like we're talking about. It basically is because of, who would have believed it, the red wave in New York. And they stuck to the issues. They talked about things that voters, that we all care about, crime, economy, so many of those things. And they called out the Democrats for turning a blind eye on so many of the issues. And it was extremely effective.
It certainly was. And Rita, I have to imagine your show and the great work at WABC really helped change the political landscape of New York City. And that's always exciting to see talk radio thriving in the Big Apple. Rita, we got to leave it there. Great hearing from you, and we'll be listening tonight.
Thank you so much, and I'll be on the Mighty 990, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Todd Starnes and your awesome staff and all your incredible listeners, happy, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, and I love you all.
Merry Christmas, Rita. Rita Cosby, ladies and gentlemen, truly a great legend in our business and also a New York Times bestselling author. RitaCosby.com is her website. That's RitaCosby.com. Folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering over 250 engaging programs online. Praised for its culture of community, students engage with faculty and connect with counselors who take a personalized approach for your success. GCU's online students received over $144 million in scholarships in 2021. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
All right, good to have you back with us, everybody. We have a story up on ToddStearns.com. This one's a little weird, folks. The Army has announced an investigation into at least two officers for posting sexually explicit images of themselves on social media. And it's not, this is not your traditional male and female. This is two gentlemen. The officer included a colonel, were reportedly at a base in Hawaii and involved in a sexual relationship. According to USA Today, the posts, which have appeared on social media, show male soldiers in uniform wearing dog masks, leather, and chains. That's not a good look for the military. Just going to tell you, not a good look. And that leather will lead to chafing. So hope they have some, you know, Vaseline or something, you know, get some of the, what is the baby powder, Grace Baker? That might work.
Yeah, that might help.
And it gets a little sweaty, too, because you got all that leather. So
you got to wear the deodorant.
Yeah, you got to wear the deodorant. Yeah. Just some
antiperspirant.
Chris Cruz, a veteran, posted images of two officers wearing dog masks. Is that a thing in that community? They wear dog masks.
Todd, why are you looking at me? I have no idea.
You're in my line of sight, Grace Baker.
No, I have no idea.
I'm trying to look at Baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah, we do have a Baby Yoda in here.
This is terrible. The account, and by the way, the colonel, one of the officers, their account is Pup Ravage. Pup Ravage describes himself as a rubber enthusiast, a bondage expert, and a chastity aficionado. It also lists his account as 18+. Well, I guess that's a good thing. And reportedly contained sexually explicit photos. That's a bad thing. On Reddit, an account with the same handle describes himself as a soldier, active member of the Pup community since 2006, and alpha to three collared pups. So we're not talking about actual little puppies. We're talking about human beings.
No.
All of whom are apparently in the military. And he also discussed being, quote, kinky in the military.
Oh, my. I don't even want to imagine that.
Wow. Let me just say here, this is why we had rules and regulations governing who should be allowed to be in the military. Because I can't believe this is good.
We're doomed.
For the rank and file.
We are doomed.
I mean, imagine being led into battle by a guy wearing leather chains and wearing a puppy uniform.
Not very intimidating.
It's not. You know, the Chinese and Russians are just laughing at us.
Of course.
Just laughing at us.
Oh.
The military says that U.S. Army Pacific is aware of content found on social media reflecting soldiers' activities while wearing uniforms. The incident is currently under investigation. So the concern here is not that they have people in the military that have some sort of a fixation on canines, but it's that they have the fixation while in uniform. That's the problem.
Todd, you've left me speechless.
According to a former chief prosecutor for the Air Force, and Lord knows they've got problems too, the Air Force has big problems, all U.S. Army soldiers are expected to uphold high standards of personal conduct to avoid discrediting the service and the uniform, both in person and across social media. And we've got the story up on our website. It's pretty horrifying. I'm just going to be very honest with you. It is horrifying.
And don't watch it and eat your lunch at the same time.
We have photographs, and I just say those things look very uncomfortable. You know?
Yeah, it's not everyday loungewear, that's for sure.
It says you'd get the rash. You know, it's just, I don't know. That's just very
odd. Need a lot of baby powder, like a whole bottle.
A lot of baby powder, I'm telling you. I'm just not sure that kind of behavior instills fear into the enemy. I think they're laughing at us.
It's a certain kind of fear. Fear of what in the world?
And now you know why the military is having such a hard time finding people that want to actually serve in the military. Because of crap like that. Jeez, Lou. Put on some clothes. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
Okay, the pup's asleep, so let's Instacart. He'll need a collar, some FOOD, oh, and some gear for WALKs. Wow, I can even get doggy shampoo? What a treat. Oh, no, 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 I didn't mean... Okay, fine, I'll cart the treats. When you want to give your new pet the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $35. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Oh, boy. This item just passing by, breaking news. The feds are now raising interest rates a half a point. That's the highest level in 15 years, according to the folks over at CNBC, just to put that into perspective. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, and he is a great friend to our listeners. He's the chief executive officer of Legacy Precious Metal Investments. This is where I get my gold and my silver. Charles Thorngren on the line with us today. Charles, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Todd?
Charles, doing good. And just watching all of this unfold and unravel. If only Biden would call you, Charles, and say, "What do I do here? How do I get out of this mess?"
You know, something tells me if he did, he wouldn't remember the conversation anyway.
Well, that's a fair enough point. You know, Charles, a lot of people in our audience are struggling. They're very concerned. They don't know what to do about their retirement accounts. And you guys have literally the perfect solution. I've taken advantage of this, and I've been encouraging our listeners to do the same. How can gold and silver protect the retirement of our listening audience?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it really comes down to this: it's an insurance against the problems that we see in the economy and the problems we're having with the dollar, and ultimately the equities market as well. I mean, that's where most people's retirement is, and you know, you need diversification from just that one platform, and that's why precious metals really does fit the bill for that, especially when we know that. You know, next year is going to be just as tough as this past year's been.
Well, you're right. And I think a lot of our listeners, they're a pretty smart bunch of folks, and they're looking at what's happening with the stock market. They're concerned about the dollar weakening, and they're looking at national debt, and you've got the Republicans about ready to raise the debt ceiling again. And they're asking, okay, what do we do? So, Charles, what do you recommend folks do?
Really, the best option is to get some precious metals. Here's what we do know. We're going to see a continued downtrend in the equities market. It's just no other option is available. We're going to see more raises by the Fed. Inflation's still hot. Unemployment's going to be picking up now. And that's going to lead us into, unfortunately, a process where we may start to touch the stagflation moniker, which is horrible. High unemployment, high interest rates, and then a low GDP. We do know the GDP is down. I mean, this year they're talking about the GDP being about a half a percentage point, where last year was 1.2%. So we have a bad economy. We know that. We feel that, right? We have inflation. I know there's talking points out there. Gas has come down. It's still a dollar higher than it was than when this administration started. So all of that noise and all that rhetoric doesn't help people understand what's going on, right? You hear it and you kind of get lost in the minutiae. But here's the reality. We're not better off today than we were a couple years ago. And it's not going to get better next year. We know this because the Fed's already saying, don't even look at 2023. I've never seen a point in time where the Feds has said, don't even pay attention to this next year. We're going to hope that 2024 is better. That's not how you plan. That's not how you protect people. It's just not.
And again, I mean, when you're looking at the investments, gold is, as you point out, it's the safe haven. It is a very stable commodity. And that's one of the reasons why you need to get yourself into some gold and silver.
Absolutely. That's what gives you that balance, that protection. You know, we often I refer to a retirement account as building a house. Your gold and your silver, that's your foundation. That's what allows you to do whatever you want on top of that. By getting that security, the risk that you take in the equities markets and those people who took a risk in the crypto markets, we know that hasn't fared very well for them. That wouldn't be as detrimental to your retirement if you have that protection of the metals. You know you have that safety working for you. So not only does it give you a better retirement, it also gives you the ability to take on more risk if you should so choose to do that.
Legacy Precious Metals, folks, LegacyPMInvestments.com is the website. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. And if you'd like to talk to somebody, you can give them a call, 866-473-6204. That's 866-473-6204. Charles, I know when I first started investing in gold and silver, it was a little nerve-wracking, to be honest. But but you guys have a lot of great resources, and the best part about it all, and there are a lot of great things you guys do, but it's not a hard, you know, you guys aren't doing the hard sell. You're really working with folks and helping them because we're talking about their retirement funds. And I want you to talk about this free gold guide that you offer folks.
Absolutely. You know, it's a great introduction into the metals. Most people don't want to have a conversation if they feel like they don't understand what they're talking about. We get that. So we give you the gold guide as a means to look it over and kind of formulate additional questions you may have. But more important than that, it allows you to have a conversation with the people here, the team we have here, so they can answer your specific questions so you can make the best decision. We don't come from a place of fear, you know. We come from a place of making sense and making sure that you are as protected as you need to be. And that's the most important thing. You know, you've heard me say it before. You know, a strong America really needs strong individuals. And each and every one of us need to make sure we're as financially stable as we can be so that America can get out of the deficit that we're in right now. And we do that by conversations, letting people know what options are there.
And what I love about it is the very first thing, and you lay all this out on the website, and again, legacypminvestments.com. Your team is not about getting the sale first. It's about education first. So that's an important thing for people to understand. This is why you need to go down this path.
Absolutely. And this is why we have the reputation that we do. We don't push anybody. That never helps anybody, right? We want to do what's right for each person. And every one of my team members, that's what we care about, educating people first so that they know what's good for them.
I just think this is just tremendous. And folks, I would encourage you to take advantage of this. Take those first steps. We have a lot of younger listeners as well. And this is a great opportunity for you to get involved early in your career so you can start planning now for your retirement years. Charles, I'm curious, when the people have been calling in, what are some of the things that they're concerned about? What are some of the questions they're asking?
You know, the big question is this right for me? That's the really big question. And the answer to that, the generic answer, but it's relevant for most people. If you are concerned about safety and security of your investments, it's right for you. That's the thing to know. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. In fact, it's the opposite. It's a don't-get-poor investment that you're making. This just gives you that protection, that stability over the course of time. So that's the biggest question that we hear, is this right for me? And for most people, it is.
Charles, it's great advice. And again, folks, if you'd like more information, go right now to the website, legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Charles and his team there to answer all of your questions and to help you through this process. We have been great they've been great partners with us, and I just love what they do. Charles, we appreciate you coming on the program and hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Oh, the same for you. We plan on having a great time, and we hope the same for your household as well, Todd.
All right. God bless. Charles Thorngren, ladies and gentlemen, from Legacy Precious Metals. He's the chief executive officer, legacypminvestments.com. It's where I get my gold and silver, and I hope that you consider making the switch and getting plugged in. And the best part of it all is that it's the stability of it all. And like Charles said, it's not a get rich quick, it's don't get poor. And we all need that great advice. All right, we got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering over 250 engaging programs online. Praised for its culture of community, students engage with faculty and connect with counselors who take a personalized approach for your success. GCU's online students received over $144 million in scholarships in 2021. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
And officials on the other side of the border, who we've also been speaking with, Jose, they in El Paso, they say they just do not have the resources to deal with this many migrants. And they say it's unsustainable, and they expected the situation here to get even worse with a bigger migrant influx potentially next week as Title 42 is lifted. And, Jose, as you can see, I'm still walking here. This line is still not over. But, you know, we have seen them. What happens here at the front of the line is that every few minutes, actually every half hour, an hour or so, it depends when they let those 10 to 15 migrants in, buses are brought here to then take them to a processing center. And again, Jose, those processing center, U.S. officials say, are already strapped for resources. And one of the shelters here, you know, they just don't have the space for them. Some of these migrants are having to sleep outside in the freezing cold overnight. Jose?
What a just tragic humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, you better. You're darn tooting right, Jose. Yeah, it is. By the way, that was a reporter not at Fox News, but MSDNC reporting on the crisis at the border. The one, by the way, President Biden says, it's not a big deal. I got more important things to worry about. Can't do that. Oh, got to play this audio. Corinne Jean-Pierre, the black lesbian immigrant press secretary. Again, we only mention that because that's why she was hired. KJP is what they call her. And she was, well, just take a listen. Cut 7, please.
In a bicameral, in a bipartisan way, was done in a bipartisan, bicameral way. Bicameral, bipartisan support.
Bicameral. Those are the little candies, right? Caramel nuts. I guess that, what is it? Does that mean the candy goes both ways? Is that what that means? Bicameral. Oh, geez, Alou. You know what? Hang in there, KJP. On the job training, that's what you need. By the way, they played, is it Lady Gaga? They played a Lady Gaga after Joe Biden signed the Disrespect for Marriage Act. Here's how that sounded. Cut 5.
All right.
Happy tune, I suppose. Grace, you're kind of bouncing back. Are you a big Gaga fan?
I don't know about that, but she has some catchy songs.
Remember when, you know, it's interesting. She used to, early in her career, would dress up in these exotic costumes. I remember the meat dress where she dressed in rotting meat.
Yes.
And Uncle Jerry was we were having a conversation about that years ago, and he wondered why somebody just didn't dip her in batter and put her in a fryer, you know, have some good country fried steak.
That's true.
But she's a very beautiful woman without all of that, the makeup and all that kind of stuff.
She's gotten better with that over time, though. She's kind of chilled out, if you've noticed.
And she's an accomplished pianist and artist. And
yeah, she's really good.
Hearing her play the piano and sing is just, you know. But anyway, this is the anthem for the Respect for Marriage people.
Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's always good to go back into the Todd Stearns Radio Show Time Machine, Grace Baker, and remember the past, the not-so-distant past, when people like Joe Biden felt a very different way about this particular issue. Cut number 4, please.
The president used his radio address yesterday and tomorrow in the Rose Garden to talk about a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage.
You know, think about this. The world's going to
Haiti's in a handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
I'm sorry. Pardon me? Did he just really say, Joseph Robinette Biden, that marriage is between a man and a woman? Grace Baker, did I hear that correctly? A man and a woman?
Yeah, I checked the transcript and you're correct.
So why is Joe Biden even allowed to be in the White House right now?
That's a good question.
I believe that's something called hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
Well, he blows with the wind. What can we say?
You can have one of those bisexual caramels. That's what your head was talking about.
Now I want some candy.
Satisfy your sweet tooth.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, what can I say, ladies and gentlemen? Again, the Democrats, and if you go back and you look at Barack Hussein Obama, and he said infamously that he evolved on the issue, because when Obama was in the White House, he was of the opinion that marriage was between a man and a woman. Honestly, I think he was lying. I think Obama all along was for gay marriage. But he couldn't come out and say that and get elected. You know, he wanted people to think something else. But regardless, I mean, that was their official position. And yet they're being celebrated as being these great LGBT warriors when, in fact, and this is the great irony of ironies, the great irony of ironies, I see, that Donald John Trump, the man the gay community loves to hate, happens to be the most pro-gay president in American history. Let me repeat that again. Donald John Trump, a Republican, happens to be the most pro-gay president in American history. Now, how do I know that? Because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump supported gay marriage before he walked into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All these other guys evolved on the issue, right? But not Donald Trump. The media, they won't talk about this. They'll sort of hedge it and like, well, yeah, but as a matter of fact, President Trump was the guy who appointed the first openly gay cabinet member, one Rick Grenell. Been on this program a time or two. And the media forgets that because they'll always, when they're doing a story about Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, when they talk about Buttigieg, they say, oh, yes, he's the first openly out gay marriage secretary in American history, when in fact he was not. I'm just telling you, we like to remind people of these things. I know it drives the conservatives nuts when I remind them that Trump is actually a social liberal on just about every cause except for the life issue. But it doesn't matter because he's pro-life and he's fighting for us. And that's a good thing. So anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little dose of hypocrisy. Oh, yes, our audio vault is vast. And Biden and his ilk cannot get away from their past statements. We're not going to let them do that. Real quick, folks, just another reminder about our big trip coming up in 2023, going to Israel, and we would love for you and your family to join us. It is a first-class, once-in-a-lifetime trip. You're going to love it. Accommodations unbelievable. Give us a call at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. If you'd like information, and we'll get all of your info. All right, folks, been a great day. Tomorrow, we're back again, 12 noon Eastern. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
At
advocate for those who need support and make a difference in your community. Earn a Bachelor of Social Work from Grand Canyon University. GCU is a premier private Christian university offering online social work programs with affordable tuition and personalized support. In addition, you can earn your Master of Social Work by completing the Bachelor of Social Work plus just one additional year instead of two. Find your purpose. Visit gcu.edu/socialwork to learn more.